always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
Yeah. Yeah, once again, it's Yada Da King. It's your boy, Frog.
And your boy, Don Christian. We in the building. What's good with y'all today?
Man, today was actually a pretty good day, man. This weekend has actually been pretty good, man. What we've been doing this weekend?
Rock the Faith Tour. You know what I'm saying? It's been going down. The Lord put it on my brother, Frog, and CJ and Megan's heart to start up a tour. Genuine Life is just glad to be a part of it. We did a couple of shows this weekend. Matter of fact, we did four.
We were supposed to do five, but somebody didn't come through. But it's all good, man.
Well, we did four. That was enough for the week.
I know, right?
But it was all lovely, man. God really moved today in the church that we were at. Somebody gave their life to God, man. And
praise God.
You know, that's really what it's about, man. Seeing lives impacted and more people begin to rock their faith. What are we going to get in today with the show, Frog?
Today, we got the show about, are you stressed out? And does stress affect your mind and body? And how we can get rid of stress in a godly manner.
Okay.
So that's what we're talking about today, man.
And I know we got somebody on the show today. Who we have coming up?
We interviewing, man. I just met this married couple, man, and they're actually really good, really godly couple, man. It was cool to fellowship with them and network with them, man. Hollywood Holly,
okay,
and Rose D.
Now we have played one of Hollywood Holly's songs before, but for the most part, this dude is relatively new to me. Actually, the couple is new to me. So, man, we're gonna get it in and get us some good contacts and you know what I'm saying, topics, and see what, you know, if they ever be stressed in their life, and if they have been, how did they get that to God? You dig? So check this out. The great thing is, what we're going to do is, those that send you music to Yada Da King Radio, you get played. You dig? So my guy Doc Watson, all the way from, what's the name of his label?
Tennessee.
I know where he's from.
Reflection Group.
Reflection Music Group. They came and sent me one of the new singles. It's called Hold Me Down by your boy Pro. Now this song is gonna be fresh. You dig? And he sent it to yada.king@gmail.com. If you want to do the same thing, do that, but it better be nice. Oh, we ain't playing it. You dig? It's your boy Don Christiana Frog. Let's get it in on Yada Da King Radio. Hold Me Down. This is Pro. Let's go.
That while we possess sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Me, Kimbo. Man, I constantly fall. For some reason, the unmatched grace of the Lord constantly brings me back to the cross. That's why this is my song. Let's get it.
Why did he have grace on my soul? Even though I left him out in the cold, but still he owned me down.
Peter, You got it tuned in
to Yada Da King Radio.
My pain, you know, sometimes it's hard for me to praise you, but I do it anyway. I gotta get it right, Lord, if I wanna see your face, 'cause my circumstances can't determine my praise. I'm giving you a lot in our 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 praise. I don't have the words, no, just to give you what I feel. Sometimes I just gotta keep it real.
I just gotta keep it
your
real.
Your word says, yeah, that the Spirit searches inside of me. He knows my moans and my groans, and He speaks for me. I'm giving you a lot
in our praise.
La, in our praise. I'm giving you
la, in our praise.
Yeah. I'm giving you
la, in our praise.
And if I can't say a word, I'll just wave my hand, because I got confidence that you'll understand. And if I can't say a word, I'll just wave my hands, because I got confidence that you'll understand.
I'm giving you
a lot in our praise.
When I can't find the words to say, I'm giving you
la 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 la
Yeah, that was Al Boyd. Song is called La Di Da Praise, man. It's a little different, a little chilled out.
Hey, Don Christian, can you whistle like that?
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
I can't.
Stop lying.
I'm not going to do it on a radio show.
Okay. Man, like we promised, we got right now on the show Hollywood Holly and Rose D. Hollywood Holly, say something to the people out there listening in Radio Land.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy Hollywood Holly, man. I'm so excited to be here. We're going to have a wonderful time in the Lord, you know what I mean?
Amen.
And let me throw the phone to my wife so she can say what up as well. Hold on real quick.
All right.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Rose D, chilling out with my man Frog. And I don't know if his wife is on here, but his wife Toad. So, holla.
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah, it's actually I'm Don Christian. For those that don't know, I'm his brother in the Lord. But it's all good, man. Hey, check it out. Number one,
Where are you guys from?
Well, I'm from the V, man. I represent Virginia to the death. Born in Florida, though. You know what I'm saying? I was born in Florida, Pensacola, Florida. So, like I said, I still got love for my Florida people, but Virginia, man, I've been living here for like half of my life, man. So I call this home Virginia Beach, Virginia. So that's where I'm representing. That's where the Lord has called me to right now, man. But I'm going to put my wife on the line so she can let y'all know her info where she's from as well, too. And just to let y'all know, y'all, we having to pass the phone back and forth. So if y'all hear gaps, it's because we passing the phone back and forth.
Hey,
so
hold on real quick. It's all good,
get,
man.
Just to let y'all know, hold on real quick.
Hey, what's up? It's me again. It's crazy. We're passing the phone back and forth. But it's all good. We're going to have fun in the Lord. A little bit about where I'm from. I'm straight from the Philippine Islands. So all my Filipinos and Filipina, kamusta kayo? Hey, what's up? That's a little Tagalog for you.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So what brings you out here from the Philippines?
All right, let me pass the phone back. And she threw the phone to me. Hold on real quick.
This is crazy. Oh, yeah. Mount Pinatubo erupted. Biggest volcano there. On my birthday, I'm in the middle of the beach. It erupted. Whoa. Yeah, so we had to evacuate. So, yeah, I'm a volcano survivor. I don't know if that's a word, but hey, that's how we rock. I live in Virginia now. Virginia is my home. I'm loving it, you know, but if I could have a second home, I will make it New York. So what up, NY?
Yeah. Well, man, praise God. Now you're actually married to Hollywood Holly, correct?
Yes, we've been married for 2 years. We just celebrated our second year anniversary.
Congratulations.
On March 5th.
Congrats.
So what made do you guys form a group, or you guys kind of do solo stuff?
Well, we have two other artists on our label. His name is Wadi, and the other brother that's also signed to the label, his name is Prophet. Wadi is a singer / rapper, and Prophet, he's like metaphorical. So we have the best of all worlds, you know.
Nice. But what's the name of your record label?
Oh, I'm sorry. Kingdom World Records. We've been in business for about a year and a half. We launched the record label about a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. We dropped Hollywood Holly's album about a year ago. It'll be a year in June. For those who are CHH fanatics, if you do not have Hollywood Holly's album, you have to add it to your collection. You can go on iTunes and just key in Hollywood Holly, HOLLY. So yeah, it's regular Hollywood Holly. Go on iTunes and support, yo.
That's what's up, man. What we about to do right now is about to go into this song by Mission, well, like featuring Mike Lee Sr. Let's ain't get it. Yada that King.
Take your time. Like everyone's having a party and forgot to invite. Or actually, it's time with you.
But take note of that. It might be God wanting to spend some time with you. Yeah. Sitting home, all alone. Can't get no one to answer the phone. Call the homies like two or three times, but no one picks up the line. I don't know if they igging me, or maybe it wasn't meant to be. Okay, I catch the clue. Lord, I need to spend time with you. I need to fall back, can't just do me. I need to slow down, give God QT. It's so essential, detrimental. Keep my mind right, slow down my mental. The world all around is at a fast pace. The peace that I need is right in my face. Stop, yield, I see the signs. You and me, God, let's spend some time.
It's not that the homies are dissing me. It's a sign, Lord, that I need to spend some time with you.
All I need, sit in your presence and just be still. Focus on you, what is your will? It does not take a scholar to know the time with the Father. It's less than optional, more than needed to stay on top and be undefeated. We get caught up with this life, but what's life not spent with Christ? It is nothing, it is nada. Gotta spend time not caught up with the worries and cares of the earth. Spend time with Jesus and see what it's worth. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do. shut it all down, spend time with you.
Maybe I need to stop my grind. I think I better make some time. On my knees, Lord, drop that line. I pick up the phone. Maybe I need to stop my grind.
This is your boy Frog, and you've tuned in to Yada That King Radio.
They tell me why the past looking like the present tense. My bad, I ain't trying to be a pessimist, but they write a fad to the point where progression ends. Told us you leave, but you just follow the herd. I put your voice inside a cup so you can swallow your words. Your eyes on yesterday, so tomorrow's a blur. Your talking needs some action, go and borrow some verbs. Now these young cats trying to bring the 80s back. You were born in 91, son, that's crazy whack. Man, I'm moving forward to our faded black, cause I'm going through the sun like a blade of grass. Photosynthesis, my reverie's gone. Man, the same topic, it on every song. Sex, drugs, hit the club, make a quick deal. Homies stare me like a fifth wheel and get real. There's nothing new under the sun. No, I think that hasn't been done. They're still stuck in the what was just in a rut, cause they don't like the call of the one to come. There's nothing new under the sun. No, I think that hasn't been done. They're still stuck in the what was just in a rut, cause they don't want a call from the one to come.
Our life's but a vapor. Here for a minute, then we all meet our maker. Work while it's day under my dad's favor. Want creativity, then go to the creator. Jehoshaphat with prophetic rap. Young Joshua's coming up and we take it back by force. Change course. Acknowledge the king, cause the earth is the Lord. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Crowds going hysterical. More than music, this is a movement. Image creates desire. You following the liar. Observing lying vanities. I'm saying it's insanity. When you can inherit the earth through new birth. 1,000-year reign, Jesus running the dirt. What you search for, only found in Christ. Come out of ignorance and step into the light to fight.
There's nothing new under the sun. No, I think that hasn't been done. They're still stuck in the what was, just in a rut, cause they don't like the call of the one to come. There's nothing new under the sun. No, I think that hasn't been done. They're still stuck in the what was, just in a rut, cause they don't want a call from the one to
first
come.
And second, it's foolish to the perishing pack. They want the sun out of their eyes like they were wearing a hat. Want the blind to feel the earth so they can share in the act. No evolution's been disproven, but they swear that it's fact. In the last days, they're gonna say that it's been this way since the very beginning. But their pathway leads to the grave, cause they can't escape from the chains of their sinning. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Though the melody has changed, it's the same tune. Eat this and you'll be like God. So they hide the evidence that proves he's who he claims he is. Through creation, God has made a play to them. So we're left with no excuse for retaining sin. It's the same old tricks in the bag. It's sad, but we know through his blood we can make amends. There's nothing new under the sun. No thing that hasn't been done. They're still stuck in the what was, just in the rut, cause they don't like the call of the one to come. There's nothing new under the sun. No thing that hasn't been done. They're still stuck in the what was, just in the rut, cause they don't want a call from the one to come. There's nothing new under the sun. No thing that hasn't been done. They're still stuck in the what was, just in the rut, cause they don't like the call of the one to come.
All right, man, that was my dude Oracle
and Advocate.
Advocate, that's right. The song is called Nothing New on his project that just released. They actually just had the release party the 23rd, which is this past Friday, man, and they said it was jumping.
Like 200 to 300 people there, man.
Praise God, man.
And that's with the whole bunch of seniors at prom, too. So it's like they had a lot of cats come through.
They had a prom there?
Yeah, they were expected to have like 500 people there, but a lot of cats had prom that night.
Oh, okay, I see what you said. I thought some cats had prom at the concert. I was like, man, they doing it big. But let's get back to this interview, man, with Hollywood Holly
and Rose D.
Rose D. What made you guys want to get into music?
Well, that's crazy that you asked, because it wasn't necessarily a plan. I know for my husband, he, you know, he was rapping way before we met. And, you know, he gave his life to the Lord. And from there, God had to pretty much purify him. So he stopped rapping for several years. And, oh, how long?
A couple months.
So he stopped rapping for a couple of months because, you know, he pretty much what he wanted to do was allow the Lord, you know, to purify his gifts. Like, the stuff that he used to be rapping about was, y'all know, sex, money, drugs, and all that stuff. And he couldn't really rap, for real, for real. Like, it was like God took his talent away from him. And then, you know, when he got ready to rap again, it was nothing but the Holy Ghost, you know, speaking through him. So I think, for real, like, when it comes to my husband now with us, you know, we rap because we want to edify the body, and we want to see lives change and prayerfully at the end of the night, souls saved.
That's right, man. That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about you? What made you kind of, you gave us your husband's kind of spiel. You just basically said earlier that you really weren't even into music before this?
Nah, I write poems, and that's how I started out. Like, I started out at the age of 13 writing poems, and, you know, when I met my husband, I was like, man, help me chop it up, because I would write, like, long poems, and he helped me to write bars and how to jump on the beat and, you know, pretty much spit to him. So I learned like that. But where I'm at with mine is, you know, I have gone through things that I'm sure women, you know, have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be able to share some of the stuff that I've gone through, you know, prior to being saved, now that I'm saved, and I've overcome certain things, you know. So what I want to do with my music, you know what I'm saying, is pretty much share the goodness of the Lord and where God has taken me from, and where, you know, how I've overcome certain obstacles in my life.
Wow, man, that's cool, man. So I know we've you've spoke about this before, but I just want to, on our show, get the response from this. But with you being married to Hollywood Holly and the ministry that you guys are in, what are some of the challenges that you guys face on a day-to-day basis with you versus the ministry, and then the ministry at home, and even the ministry that you guys have, the jewelry making that you do? What are some of the challenges? And for you guys that didn't know, they got their own kiosk spot in the mall. I can't remember what mall it is, but you make jewelry too, though. So what are some of those challenges on a day-to-day basis that you guys have being married?
Man, I gotta be transparent on this one, because it's real out here. First and foremost, you know, we're young and we're married, you know, so that's already going against the grain, you know. In our world, being young and married ain't really the thing to be. It's being young, single, and promiscuous is what the world tells you need to be.
Right.
So that's the first thing, you know, being young and married. You know, the enemy already is against that. Second, you know, the thing that we go through on a day-to-day basis, I would say, is just seriously, you know, killing our flesh, because we get on each other's nerves. Mm-hmm. And that's just transparency. He does things that I know irks me. I do things that irks him. You know what I'm saying? And it's just crucifying the flesh daily in many ways, you know, because I have a personality that's organized. He's more laid back. He's getting organized now, because he, you know, like, I tell him, like, babe, you know, when you're organized, it's easy. You know, when you put your deodorant, you know, in the same place every day, you know where it goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But challenges that we face as a married couple is also the biggest thing is just staying encouraged, especially, you know, when you minister. You know, every time you pour out, you know what I'm saying, the enemy always attacks, especially for me, emotionally, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because women, we, you know, we can be emotional. I know I can. And usually, like, when we minister together, it's powerful, you know, and God uses that. But then, you know, at the end of the night, the enemy always tries those things that you've already ministered unto people to see, you know, if what you just said, you know, is really in you, stuff like that. So it's trying at the end of the night, you know, trying not to get in our flesh, trying not to be irritated and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's really good. So let me ask you this. Today we're talking about stress. Is your marriage ever been stressful? You know what I'm saying? I understand you just said some stuff, but what are some things that can cause stress in your marriage, and does it affect your body as a woman?
Yeah, things that can cause stress. I'm gonna let Hollywood Holly, you know what I'm saying, touch on that, and then
okay.
And then I'm gonna come back. Hold on, here it comes.
All right.
So what was the question one more time?
The question is, man, are you stressed? Is today we're talking about stress, man,
and how how it affects you and your body and your relationship.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, man, definitely. Stress is real deal, man. I really believe that it can hinder your walk with the Lord first and foremost, and definitely affect you, especially if you're doing ministry. You know, because it's hard to get up there when you're stressed and really pour out to the people and do it in an effective way. And stress does battle your body as well, too. It prevents you from getting good sleep. And if you don't get good sleep, that makes you be more stressed. So I definitely know that stress is a bad thing, and the enemy uses that on us as believers. You know what I'm saying? From bills, from life, from taking care of the home, for all types of things. If we allow those things to get on top of us and bring us down and stress us out, it kind of hinders us from really ministering the way that we really want to. Mm-hmm. So, and I really feel like all of us deal with that, you know what I mean, at a point of our life where we go through stressful things, and it's just really learning how to really just direct them to the Lord and saying, like, God, right now, I just feel like I got 10 boulders on my shoulders. I need you to take this, you know what I'm saying, take this off of me so I can really, you know what I'm saying, deliver the message to the people and really just be effective. So, yeah, man, stress is real deal.
Yeah. Cool, man. Because like we said, we're talking about people being stressed out. We hear a lot of people that are dealing with stress, and some people don't really know how to address it, man. You know, you can actually take stress and use it for your benefit if you choose to. One of the worst in America, there's a poll going around that one of the worst fears people have is to get in front of people and speak. Some people would rather die than do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And basically what has happened is stress has overtaken them to the point where, man, I would rather die than get in front of, you know what I'm saying, even if it's your classroom, 20, 30 people, mm-hmm. and speak a message. And it's really weird because, you know, I'm a kind of person, I would love to get in front of people. If I had to do a group project, if I had to do any kind of project, let me talk. I'll do the talking. Everybody else can do everything else. Let me do the talking. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you can use that stress, or, you know, it might not be stress if you take it right. You can use it as nervousness, but you can also use it for your good, man. And we want people to understand that, hey, you are going to face stress. You're going to face a lot in life.
Yes, sir.
But if you and if you let it, it will affect your body. Mm-hmm. You'll start breaking down. You'll get sicker faster. You'll always be sick. You know, there's a lot of people at school that I grew up with when I was in school that were always sick. And, you know, those were usually the ones that stressed the most about life. You know, it was stressing about your money, your finances. We all have these things to deal with, but we got to learn how to get rid of stress in a godly manner. You dare? Yeah.
So, man, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and give the people a definition of stress. So let's go ahead and do that. I went ahead and looked it up, and the definition that I got, the number one definition is importance or significance attached to a thing, emphasis, and this is a noun version, to lay stress upon good manners. So, let's see. So that's significance attached to a thing. Emphasis in the form of prominent relative loudness of a syllable or word as a result of a special effort in utterance. Okay. I should have probably read on a little bit farther.
No, you good.
Yeah. Hold on real quick. The physical pressure, pull, or other force exerted on one thing by another. Strain. Man, they got a whole bunch of definitions.
Man, whoever was doing that, they were stressed out. Like, They were stressed out writing it in the dictionary talking about, man, I know what this is.
Yeah. That's a long definition, too. It's a lot of stuff that's attached to stress, man.
There is 14 definitions for stress.
Yes, sir.
Man, they got every kind of... They got font, phonetics. They got a mechanics, psychology. A specific response by the body to a stimulus as fear or pain that disturbs or interferes with the normal psychological equilibrium of an organism. That's deep.
So can you explain for those that might not know
what
that is?
Yeah, because he started going into some of the big words at the end.
It's funny because...
You just got to like you know what he's talking about. Like, that's deep.
You know what? It is deep because I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, what does that mean all the way? Yeah. I'm the guy at Bible study when, you know, a huge word is said. I'm like, whoa, let's stop. What does that mean?
I can vouch for that.
That's my wife, though. She and the one thing I love about her, she's never ashamed to do that. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes I find myself, like, somebody will be talking. I'll be like, and they say something I don't understand. I'd be like, yeah. But my wife, she's good for that. She'd be like, hold up. Explain that to me. I need to know the fool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my wife's the same way, but it's good to be that way as well.
Sometimes I say words, I don't even know if I know the real meaning for it. And I just sometimes... I'm going to be open and honest. You know, I say big words sometimes just to make it seem like I know it.
That's the reason why people use big words. Yeah,
I feel you, man.
Yeah.
All right, quick. Let me ask a question from you guys. What is the most powerful testimony you have heard from somebody that has heard your music?
Most powerful testimony I've heard, man. It takes me some time to think about it because I've heard a couple different ones, man, and I don't want to take too much time thinking. But I just had, man, really people just tell me that they won't really dig in. One thing that really stuck to me, I went to go get my hair cut from God I used to get my hair cut by. And, you know, he won't shave or nothing like that. He was into some different other things, but he was really touched by my music. So when I was sitting down, he was cutting my hair. He was like, yo, when I listened to your music, like at first I've heard some Christian rap and I never really got into it because I couldn't really feel it. Like they were talking about stuff that I really couldn't feel, but when I put your CD in, it really brung me in. Like I could actually feel what you were saying. You talked about real situations and real issues that everyone deals with, and you know what I'm saying, it just touched people. You know what I mean? It was just, and he kept going on and on just telling me like, yo man, like I really see your music hitting the masses, like a lot of people being affected. People that won't even go to church, they'll pop your CD in and be like, wow. And that'll be the bait to draw them in. And this is an unsaved cat saying that. Wow. So it was kind of deep to me hearing that come out of someone's mouth that is not even professing Jesus. You know what I mean? And he said it really touched him. And I pray that it will continue to really draw them to the Father. Definitely that's one that really stood out to me. Because like I say, he wasn't a believer, and he really said that the music touched him in a way that he could really feel.
What we're about to do right now, man, we're about to get into Catalyst featuring Paul Washington, Die If I Have To. So we're gonna get back into this, man. So let's yada that king. You dig it?
Yeah.
And I'll go if I have to.
I used to read the word, trying to make excuses. If I was made first, what they did, I wouldn't do this. But the truth is, the old man sinned, and given another chance, we all would again. It's a storyline, and dog was beginning me. It's the father talking to himself within the Trinity. Let us make man. You knew we was gonna sin, like, but Jesus stepped in. I got no problem with you sinning me. You knew we'd give us life, so we could be forgiven. They went and made man in the likeness and the image. God told Adam, if you eat the tree, then you're gonna die. The serpent tricked Eve, said you'll be like God. And when they saw the fruit, saw that it was good. Naturally, they ate it. Tragically, they understood the truth of good and evil, the knowledge of right and wrong. But he knew that we would be sinful people all along.
God, find myself, Genesis 1, Genesis 3, because Lord, you are my only help. And I wasted my life, blindly living a lie. Lord, you made me strong.
Lord, you're so amazing.
Forgave all my wrongs. I laid down my life, and I lay.
I used to read the word and try to make excuses. Could tell the love he was talking about was exclusive. Had to give it up, you were the substitution. If I didn't, well, here would be my retribution. Luke told me that I should count the cost, and that's cool, I was a fool. Fam, I was counting the loss. To one day, I saw you a savior, a beautiful maker, wonderful creator. I know you pulled the scales off my eyes so that I could see. man, you was there all the time, and you're right, I need you. The world told me to man up, but next to your infinite grace, the love didn't compare much. Now I'm tripping off the living you grant us by giving us a system for forgiveness and your scriptures to stand in. I stand shocked and amazed. I saw Christ for life, you off a cross in the grave, and now, Lord, I
find myself running to no one else. Cause Lord, you are my lonely hell. And I wasted my life blindly living a lie. Lord, you made me strong to pay for, gave all my wrong. I laid down my life.
And that's why you're different, Lord. Look, see other guys, you try to get with them so you can get living, getting all that you can grab. But you're a true guy, you're so different. Becoming the Christian, giving all that you have. The thoughts that I have, all of my visions, my intuition, my ambition, my wisdom is past. I'm waiting to see your forgiveness, plus sure, the greatest gift I can have. You're my reward, my life you ordered. Though I know your standards, I'm sure to fall short of your saving grace. I'm assured of, pave the way for me to become a saint. Like I played for New Orleans. The old man is gone, the new man supported. But bowing for the Lord that's before him, I worship and adore him. And I will talk for you, Jesus, for him.
Not doing nothing, you know what I'm saying? When I ain't got nothing planned,
what you
know
doing?
What I'm saying? I yada da king. And even when I think I things planned, guess what I do?
I yada da king.
You did? It's your boy Don Christian, and
it's your boy Frog.
That's how we do it. Keep it Christ.
For my fight, and it don't come easy.
Cause you are.
Haters can't stop my flow. Devil can't touch my door. Cause I'ma pay my tithes.
Cause you are.
I've been knocking.
Stand when others fall. Walk when others grow.
DJ, I'ma vote what it say.
We riding mean, but we living clean, yeah.
Because of who you are.
Everybody's in the middle, God never discriminates. Suburbs in the ghetto.
Just
call me your lamb, cause I rest in the meadows.
God takes care of me.
You are.
I can have just what I say. If I walk in all your ways, no favor ain't fair.
You are.
Anyone can worship. Spirit and in truth, and I love to praise.
Cause of who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
I will lift my voice and say,
we're not afraid to cry out to you, Lord God.
I worship you.
Ask yourself a question, man. What would you be without His love? Come on.
Without your
love.
matter what you're doing.
Lord, I worship.
No matter where you came from.
Because of who
doesn't
you
matter
are.
Right now. Let's
you
worship together. Let's go.
Don Christian.
And this is your boy Farah.
And you're tuning into Yada King Radio.
That was
T Hattie.
Because of Who You Are. Remix
man. Hey, and real talk, man, that's a wonderful worship song. Man, I love that song. And when T Hattie flipped it, dog, I was like, man, this is one of my cuts,
yeah.
man. And matter of fact, for the record, that is a free track that you can get. Just search T Hattie. And that's T-H-A-D-D-Y. He got a couple of free remixes, I guess. It's not. He basically takes a lot of gospel songs and remixes them. He also does the same thing with, you know, secular music. But, man, the dude is nice, man. A nice guy. Man, I like his music. We're going to have to get him on the show.
So, Hollywood Holly, man, we need a favor from you, man. We need you to start sending us some of your singles, man.
Do y'all have any of my music at this point?
We played on a recent show of ours. We played one of your tracks, man.
Called Look to the Sky.
Look to the Sky. Yeah. Go. Okay. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
And that's the only one we had. And I should have had you send us some more, man, for the show.
Good, man. I'm gonna get the wifey, man. You know what I'm saying? To definitely send that. Send about 5 songs for you, man.
Sweet.
For y'all could definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? Play them joints. I appreciate the support. That's a blessing. So, yeah, we definitely going to get on that, man. After we get off this interview, I'm going to have my wife to send y'all some joints, man.
Okay, can we ask your wife a question real quick?
Yeah, she's right here. I'm going to slide the phone to her right now. Hold on.
What's that? Hello?
Yes, man. We loving to slide the phones, man, you know, while we sliding the phones.
But
you know what I'm saying?
This ain't the electric slide, though.
That's right. We getting the questions ready. But we wanted to ask you, I just asked your husband, what was the greatest testimony that he has heard from the ministry that you have done? And I want to ask you the same thing. What you know, because a lot of times it really takes a man to really minister and mentor a man, and it also takes a woman to really minister and mentor a woman. So I wanted to see, what is the greatest testimony you have heard from the ministry God has given you?
Man, this one day in particular, we were at one of our friends' album release party, and I'm at the vendor table, you know, had the CD set up, jewelry set up and everything. And one of the young ladies who went to one of the concerts that we threw came up to me and she handed me a letter, an envelope. And inside, you know, there was a letter. And she wrote, you know, I went to the concert feeling depressed. And a lot of the times people, you know, they don't know this, but I'm quiet and not a lot of people talk to me, not a lot of people reach out to me. She said, I've been suicidal, you know, because of all the stuff that I've been going through. She said, but when I went to that concert, I really felt that, you know, I was ministered to. And she said she just wanted to say thank you. And she sold, like, $100 into the ministry on that same night. And so that was like the biggest thing that, you know, and that stands out to me, because, you know what I'm saying, I cried. Like, I was reading that letter, and I seriously, you know, I'm sitting here now, and, you know, as I think about it, like, trying not to get all emotional, but I cried, because that was, you know what I'm saying, like, that was nothing but God. You know, because in this ministry, you can get weary. You can get to a point where you feel like sometimes you go through a rough and dry season, mm-hmm. where you feel like you pour out, and sometimes nobody buys your CD.
Yeah.
Where you know, you put out songs out there, and you feel like no DJ is spinning your song.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And you go through seasons like that, and it can get discouraging. And, you know, that's one of the stress, you know, financially. When you got a ministry and, you know, the finance isn't always there, you know what I'm saying? It could be stressful. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the challenges that, you know, married couples who are in this ministry together go through. I know that's one of the things that we go through. But one of the things that we are learning, and God has been so graceful, you know what I'm saying, that he provides, is that, you know, in all the things that we do, as long as we keep our hearts and our motives in the right place that honors God, God sees it all. You know what I'm saying? And regardless of, you know, what it looks like on the outside, you know what I'm saying? Some days it's going to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? We have to know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that what we're doing, you know what I'm saying, is, if nothing else, if it's affecting lives, you know what I'm saying, that's our reward in heaven.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Business minded will tell me, because, you know, business management is what I took up in college, and naturally God has given me this spirit of entrepreneurship. Business minded will tell you, you know what I'm saying, if there's no profit, there's no gain. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If souls are ministered to at the end of the night, even if it's just one who comes to an event that you throw, it's all worth it.
Yeah.
Glory to God. It's all worth it.
Definitely. You know, and it's crazy how you were talking about just a minute ago about how you can start stressing out when you don't see the fruits of your labor. You know, you're not selling any CDs, or you're putting in all this work and nothing, you know, you just don't see anything. So you start wondering, well, where is this? Where, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Because I literally, I went through that recently, you know. And the reason why we're even talking about this topic is because because I'm going through it right now. And one of the things that it affects me, because it, and my brothers, Don Christian and my brother Che Sutton, they tend to notice when I'm starting to stress because my body starts breaking down. Literally. Mm-hmm. Like I can't stand up for that long. You know, I start getting worn out. My knees start feeling like they're about to like fall off.
You get short of breath. Man.
And I didn't really, it's not, you know, some, it's hard to really see yourself starting to get stressed. You know,
right.
I didn't really recognize it. Everybody always says I carry my stress in my body, but I don't know it. You know, I think that, you know, sometimes you say, okay, I'm not going to stress, but how do we really not stress? You know, how do you not worry about something? You're always going to have a concern, but how do we turn that concern and not allow that to cause us to sin? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because when we start to worry, that we start to doubt, and doubt is a faith killer.
That's true.
Yeah, and so, you know, it was really important that we did this topic today, man, because it's serious, man. Because in James, it's, I believe it's in James 1, where it talks about being double-minded. And you, nothing's going to really happen because you keep getting tossed to and fro like the waves of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God wants somebody who's going to believe that something's going to happen and not waver in that belief. You know, so, but no, I'm feeling you, man, on how you were talking about, you know, because I was starting to, I almost gave up Holy Rock Records. I almost quit rapping this past week because I felt like I wasn't effective.
Wow.
I felt like I was spinning my wheels.
Yeah.
And so, because I was like, man, God, I don't see the fruit of this, you know. And plus, not only that, I haven't been working since January. Where's this money coming in? We ain't selling no CDs.
You see that stress coming in? It starts to, oh, this and that.
Hey.
But I mean, this is what I want to say. Something that you said that was really powerful, Sister Rose D, was understanding the impact that you have on people, man. And a lot of times, you know, just doing your music, you go through time periods where you might not sell CDs. You go through times where every time you go to a concert, there's only like 5, 10, 20 people there, you know.
Right.
But that's all God making you ready for the ministry that he has for you. If you right. go and there's only five people there and you give, you know what I'm saying, you don't give your 100%, then what happens is God sees that and he says, okay, you're not faithful with the small. How in the world can I make you ruler over many? As his word says,
amen.
If you can't do the little things, and some people don't understand this. I would say this to a lot of artists out there that do this music and you feel like you're getting burnt out. Take time out and really minister to people aside from your music. Allow your music to be a tool where you can reach people, but then after that, take it to them and say, okay, I want you to listen to this, but more than that, I want to be there for you. I want to pray for you. That's when you see your mm-hmm. ministry have the biggest impact.
Amen.
That's right.
Is when you take it aside from your music, because that's only one form of your ministry. Yeah, you might get paid from that. Yeah, you might make your living from that. But that is not all you are. You're not only a Christian artist. Mm-hmm. You're not only, you know what I'm saying, an entrepreneur. You're number mm-hmm. one, you're a child of God. You have a purpose. And you got to look at your bank in heaven. Is my bank in heaven filled up?
Yeah.
If not, then I got to do some more works that please God and seek him first. Mm-hmm. Matthew 6:33.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I want to do real quick, man, I want to take it to the word real quick. In Luke 12, starting at verse 22, going to 34. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. And do not set your heart on what you would eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well.
That's right.
Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out. A treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth can destroy. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
All right, real quick, we want to go to a commercial break. We got to pay some bills. This is Yada Da King. Let's get it. Are you an artist seeking to get some great promo for your newest album? Or are you a business owner trying to get your newest venture out? Check it out. Yada Da King Radio got a special going on now until the end of April. $30 for 8 shows, which is 2 months worth of promo. Get your music out there. We're going to put a commercial together for you so people know about who you are. That's how we do it here at Yada Da King Radio. Get at us, yadadaking@gmail.com, or give us a call, 206-518-9910. Yada Da King.
The 5th Annual ITM Charity and Music Awards,
July 9th at 7:30
at Mount Tahoma High School,
4634 South 74th Street, Tacoma, Washington, with $10 tickets.
ITM has taken the Be The Match Challenge for African Americans.
They're going?
Add 200 new registers plus $1,000 to help continue the cause.
Did somebody say after party?
That's July 10th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
at the Corridor, 2819 208th Street, SeaTac, Washington, with $3 tickets.
To vote, purchase tickets, and get more info,
log on to itmlive.org.
All right, we back.
This is Yada Da King, your boy Farag.
And Don Christian with
Rose D and Hollywood Holly.
That's right, man. Once again, we want to thank you guys for just being with us. You know what I'm saying? I heard that you guys got 2 services over there. So you guys are getting it in between services. Is that right? Do you guys got 2 church services? You getting ready to go into another service after this?
Yeah, today is our 5th year anniversary, and Elder Boyd is here. He just got here.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Actually, can I ask your husband this question?
Yeah, he just helped Elder Roy take some boxes in.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you this. What's your guys' role in your local churches? Do you guys, are you guys active ministers there?
Yes, sir. We are, we're being groomed to become the youth pastors here. You know, I teach Sunday school from ages like 3 to 7. I'm also in the praise dance team. He's the youth he's the lead youth mentor here.
Dang.
And
and you guys got like 3 more hats I hear.
I think that's about it.
That's it, man. I mean, what do you guys say to people that minister, and what would you say is as far as stress in ministry? Even not just artists, but, you know, pastors, mentors in the churches. What is key for them to be able to get rid of the stress the right way?
Keys to getting rid of the stress. Well, first and foremost, I'm going to just speak from experience. Things that stressed me out to begin with, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm going to just share a little bit of my, you know, current, well, just recently I went through this. There were many things that I did, you know what I'm saying, that wasn't necessarily, you know, something that God had instructed me to do,
mm.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, I thought it was a great idea to, you know, to do this, to, you know, to just get active for the Lord. I mean, right motives and all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But God ain't called me to do that. That was me all the way. So I was just doing it just to be doing it. And, you know what I'm saying? So it was stressful. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And when the results wasn't there, I kind of felt discouraged. So I guess I say all that to say, you know what I'm saying? Really seek God. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't move until God say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if God didn't necessarily direct it, sometimes we got to make decisions, you know, without hearing from God. Because sometimes, you know, we just do. And, you know, pray that God will honor your decision. But in cases where, you know, we're moving ahead of the Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying, that could be stressful. So for people in the ministry, you know what I'm saying, really ask God, is this what he's calling you to do? Because if God ain't really call you to do that, you know what I'm saying, then it may not be, you know, something that we need to be doing anyway. Because at the end of it all, you know what I'm saying, only what we do for the kingdom, only what we do for him will last. Everything else we do in vain.
Yeah.
So I don't want to miss God.
Yeah.
Things that relieve stress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think keeping a healthy balance, you know, always keeping a heart, you know, thankful, like, you know, always being thankful. Like, things can get stressful, but I got to say thanks for the little things. You know, I wake up like, man, Lord, thank you for the health that you've given me. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. So what we about to do right now, we about to get into another song, man. We got Fidel. Get Live. Is Fidel?
That's right, Fidel.
Oh, I thought it was Fidel.
I said it wrong on the, you know. So.
Oh, okay.
Fidel, well, yeah. Get Live. He's
Let's go.
Alive. Let's
God
go.
Is the king.
It's all good. I understand.
I'm living by your urge. You'll see action. Yeah, I'm living like a bird. And when that sky crack, I'm a deer. mine's not a bird nor a plizzane. But it's my big cage, yo, they go, they so off the chisane. And Christ, like when I say so, they go represent my nizane. Love the way we break bread and make it simple and plizzane. My aim is not to get caught up where all the fame is. Still successful, Young Cudi gon' speak and claim he is. Even though these cowards try to get to where my brain is, interfere with my dreams and take them to where the drain is. Nah, I can't let that happen long as I'm living, cause I know God is my strength, but I'm only strong as my vision. Only a couple of things I depend on as a Christian. That's faith in his spirit so I can rise cause he's risen. Now they say I'm rather unusual, but not as much as Christ. Getting nails without the cuticles. One thing I know is I'm rare, cause the gospel I share, cause what y'all talking about just don't compare. Fly!
I'm so high and when I go by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high. I'm so high and when I go by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high.
Consistent with my flow, inconsistent with my delivery. I switch up and mix up these haters who set out to injure me. Apparently, I got on repel and keep them from wearing me down. Born with a sound mind, no scaring me. I'm thankful that I'm able to travel through life with freedom. Christ, I need him and I never please him if I don't believe him. To do everything that he said he would do, so I won't leave him. Just receive him in the plans he got for your life, you'll achieve him. That's why I love him, never put no other God above him. Cause all they do is lie, just to hang you out to dry. So as I run this race, I spread my wings about to fly, terminate my flesh and press to get my whole house to die. Yeah, now we forever loving Yahweh. We live up to what we write. Why y'all just talk that blase, blase? I'm a stranger, so unlike you, I take over what you fear. So don't hate when you see us elevate out this atmosphere. Fly!
I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high. I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style. And you'll say I'm so
he cleaned up my life, but my life was so messy. Can't ever repay, forever owing like Jesse. And if your way ain't Yahweh, then ooh wee. Gotta fight back, get your arms strong like Louie. Turn and go the right way. Forget what them other haters and doubters might say.
Be a butterfly, sometimes gotta leave that cocoon. Gotta shut an eye, pay no attention to them buffoons and baboons. Cause soon you float high like a balloon. Plus half of them are cartoon characters like Looney Tunes.
Float high, now let's go to the upper room. Room, 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 room. Sweep issues away with the broom, room, room, room. I got God, so Satan meet your doom, 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 doom.
Drop top on a veil and it go vroom, 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 fly.
I'm so high and when I blow by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high. I'm so high and when I blow
yeah.
by,
I'm fly, y'all.
That's right.
And if you guys didn't catch that, that's Forever Loving Yahweh.
Oh, I didn't know that. Anyway, D-Mod featuring Ken Jones. That was a banging joint. It just came out. Actually, my guy Frog did the graphics from Genuine Life. So, man, he did the graphics for
Pro
on here also, man. So he's doing big things. Look, check it out. We're going to get into the message right here. New Creation Christian Center. My father, Pastor Harold Franklin, he's talking about getting over yourself. And this is called The Mind, part 5. Let's go.
If you think about the effectiveness that Jesus had, and we know that Jesus was completely surrendered to the will of God. His mind was completely renewed. And he was a completely perfect human being. And we know that Jesus is the epitome or the highest point or the standard. But the disciples, who were human beings, did things that were far beyond what we see in the church today. And they were people. And, of course, you might say, well, yeah, but they walk with Jesus. They talk with Jesus. And the Bible only gives us a small picture of what went on between them and Jesus. But the point was they were fully persuaded that they could do the things that Jesus said that they could do. There was no doubt in their minds that when they prayed, things were going to happen. But unfortunately, for the most part, the church, and I say the church, me included, We do not pray with that kind of a conviction. We pray not knowing, not sure if God wants to answer us. And that's not how you pray. Or we live our lives not sure if this is what God wants or if this is what we should be doing. We're always searching, but many times we're not asking him. We're just kind of going on and doing what we think is best, not relying on the Holy Spirit. And it's because our minds have not grasped a hold of the truth of the scriptures. And I'm convinced the more we renew our minds, the more we will see things happen in our lives that is beyond our own expectations. So I just wanted to say that. So as we, I think we left off at point five. Michael, are you with us? We're on point five, which says we need to renew our minds. And we went to Romans 12:2, but let's go to Ephesians 4:23. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. When you get there, say amen. When I get there, I'll say amen. All right, amen. Ephesians 4, 23 says this, and it says, let's go to 20. Let's start at 20. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old mind, or old, excuse me, old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Now let's stop right there. So he says, let's put off this old man. What's the old man he's referring to here? Come and talk to me. Say it loud. Old us, the flesh, the unborn man, or the sinful nature, if you will. The thing that we relied on before we got saved, and unfortunately the thing that we continue to rely on after we get saved. That part of us that says, I'm going to just try to figure this out the best way I can. That is the old man. Now, that's not in and of itself bad, but when we're born again, the idea becomes, now I'm going to, Lord, what is it that you want? What is it that you're trying to tell me in this situation? It's not, I'm going to calculate it, analyze it, and then make a decision. That's the old man. But the new man says, I can do all that, but Holy Spirit, what is it that you know that I'm missing here? And that's the new man. The new man wants revelation from the Holy Spirit so that he can make the right decision. But the old man wants to constantly rely upon his own ability to analyze, to be logical, to be reasonable, to put the pieces together. Okay, this piece goes there, that piece goes there, this piece goes there. Well, of course, then the next piece goes there. But sometimes the Holy Spirit says, don't put that piece there. Wait, I want to show you something a little bit different here. And that's what he's saying. Put that away. Put that aside. And then go on to verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then it says in 24, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So, first he says, be renewed in the spirit. Now, we talked about this. I think we mentioned this once before. Spirit is the source of everything. The Bible says God is what? God is a spirit. And who created everything? Come on, guys, talk to me. Who created the world and everything that we have? So the source of everything comes from the Spirit of God, right? So the spirit of our mind, renew the spirit of our mind means to renew the source of your thinking. So that's it's no longer the old thinking.
Drama, but you just making it harder. Instead of leaning on God, lean on that almighty dollar. But when that money depletes, who's gonna keep you on feet? Cause ain't nobody worry about no bins when you starving to eat. In them times, us coming, the birth pains already started. The dollar's losing the value, folk losing their job all around you. And you say it's a recession, but you see I ain't stressing. And you want that peace, you can only find that in heat. Man, I'm talking Yeshua, that one who is and who came. And he coming back for his people. Can't wait for that day. I'm just getting myself right. Every day I pray. I'm just getting myself right. Every day I pray.
Problems keep coming and you just keep running away.
Because it's hard to maintain. Got a whole lot of money, but it can't cure all your pain. You trying to drink it away, but it's always there in the morning. Got the cars and the woman, but you're lacking some peace. Toss and turn when you sleep. Always got some things on your mind. Your conscience telling you wrong. Don't want to admit that it's right. Because you're scared of a change. Ain't ready to give up some things. But God said, come as you are. Now do some work on your heart. And the things you used to do, don't want to do them no more. You experience peace without no trees or no drinks. Without no girls or no pain. You fell love, no more shame. And it can all happen to you. Just call on his name.
Problems keep coming and you just keep running away.
I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living, and if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires, down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard. Or I'ma go home, go home, go home.
It's just where I'm at right now. First, let me apologize to the fans that's been waiting in the waiting room. While I was away, I was training in the weight room. Over time, my faith grew, I think I had a breakthrough. But this is stuff that won't be televised on the late news. My A game, I'm on it, I'm learning that my opponent is many different components. I really need to expose it, cause he's killing people every day and they got no clue. But I read the end of the story and we do not lose. This here's a new year, there's so much to do here. Need a couple witnesses, I hope I got a few here, cause I could kick my feet up and just watch it all happen. Honestly, I would be fine if I was not rapping. But evil's on the grind, so I'm gon' be on my grind too. He does a good job hypnotizing us with pop. So with this, I'm telling Satan that I see right through your costume. And I won't stop until Jesus is reigning like a monster.
They know I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living, and if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Man, I wish I could tell you.
they've been telling me, gee, slow down. But the end of this mission is so close now. So I'm up early with the plow to the ground. And I shine like the moon when the sun goes down. That means I'm just reflecting light. I'm not the source when I shine. I'm modern day John the Baptist. Just so happens I rhyme. But seek the truth or you'll find in chapter 15:5 that in order to bear fruit, you must connect to the vine. That's why I'm so committed. Don't speak it if I really don't live it. I'll be honest that I struggle with sinning. I ain't perfect, I'm the first to admit it. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff on my plate. Got a lot of big plans, a lot of moves to make. Got a lot of people telling me to take a break. But I can't cause there's so many lives at stake. I'm on the road with the spring, summer, and fall. So when my phone rings, I'm there to answer the call. Though someone to see me get fatigued, secretly waiting for me to fall. I ain't tired at all, let's get it on.
I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living. And if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires, down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
And I realize a lot of people ain't gonna like me right now. It's alright though, that's what I gotta do. See, I'm well aware that I don't share the popular view. But I ain't here to judge, I'm here to tell you the truth. Rather you take it or leave it, that choice is for you. Either way, it's all in vain if you don't put it to use. See, a life of following Christ is not painless. And you ain't gotta be Einstein, but it's not brainless. When I explain this, people claim I'm out of my mind. Why I eat this piece of bread and take a sip of the wine? But if this cup means that I will be rejected and persecuted, I pray that it's taken from me, yet willing to go through it. The truth has been so diluted, society so polluted. Where nobleman is mocking, this killer will get saluted. Don't take much from me to prove it, especially with this music. But no matter what, I know that it's destined to be disputed. But with more love than Cuban, I'ma grind till it's concluded. Plus I already promised my mama I'm gonna
do it. I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living. And if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires, down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Yeah, for the past 2 years I felt like I just been running on a treadmill. But
I'ma go home.
Feels like I'm off the treadmill. Yeah, to the races now.
Yeah, that was Go Hard. Man, I was feeling this song, man. They need to play this for the NBA playoffs because I'm an NBA fan, you dig? And you got to go hard or go home. So, you know, some teams are almost ready to go home. But we have Hollywood Holly and Rose D on the line. Hollywood Holly, we just played your song, Look to the Sky, man. Can you tell the listeners about that real quick?
Yeah, man. When I was praying, I was like, Lord, what would you like for me to do on this beat? I just kind of felt like, you know what I mean, just because the song is really geared more towards people that's kind of away from the Lord. And so, I mean, it's definitely encouragement. Everything we do is for the body to edify us. But when I was thinking about the song, I was kind of thinking about a couple of my homeboys, that people that's going through some stuff and they ain't got Lord in their life. And I was kind of just gearing the song towards them, letting them know, like, yo, when your back gets pushed against that wall, man, don't resort to the liquor or the drugs or the females, man. You know what I'm saying? Look unto God, because He's the only really one that can take the pain away. He's the only really one that can change your situation. Because drugs and weed and all of that is only a temporary fix. So if you're looking for a true change, it's only going to be in God. So that's really like the background on that song right there.
Yeah, I can dig it, man. So basically, we can't do it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
So that you know, we can't, anything we do, man, if we're trying to do it for Christ, we can't do it on our own.
Because if you do, you're going to be stressed out.
Exactly. I mean, because, man, and to be honest, man, everybody who's listening, man, it's easier said than done, you know, and I'm not going to lie, it's hard because you have to constantly, the one way to remind yourself is to stay in the Word, man.
Yes, sir.
I know here on the Yada Da King radio show, we stress about staying in the Word, because staying in the Word keeps you closer to God.
We stress about staying in the Word to relieve stress. You did
exactly.
Not stressing the Word. You did, but you did. That's how we do it.
So,
man.
But I mean, you know, it's because it's big, man. When you start stressing. And I know this for, you know, at least for myself, when I start stressing, I start getting irritated. So every little thing can irritate me. You know what I'm saying? Like Don Christian can say something, he can just be playing around, but he said it the wrong way, or he poked me the wrong way, because he pokes me a lot. I don't know why he likes poking me. It's like I'm the Pillsbury Doughboy or something. you know, it might rub me the wrong way.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm hearing this now. You know. Yada Da King Radio, you know how we do it. It's on the fly. He's just talking right now. So anyways, real quick, man, we want to get, for all the people that was really digging that song, Hollywood Holly, your wife did say that your album is on iTunes. How can these people contact you? How can they get a hold of you? Let's say somebody want to book you. How can they do that?
Well, definitely all the good information. Facebook is Kingdom World as the first name, and then Records as the last. So it's Kingdom World, one word, and then Records, that's our Facebook. We look up Kingdom World Records. Real easy, though, is you can go to Google, because I know everybody loves Google. You could just go on to Google and put Hollywood Holly in, and then all of my information to come up, you know what I'm saying, with my MySpace page and all of that good stuff. So you can get my MySpace there. But if you don't use Google, my MySpace is www.myspace/ChristChild757. And then I have a Sonic Biz page as well, too. So you can go to www.sonicbiz.com/Hollywood Holly. And that's yeah, get all the information right there.
What's the name of your album?
CBF The Movement, Volume 1.
Nice.
So it's Christ,
we're
Boy
looking
Fresh,
forward to seeing some more volumes, man, coming out there. So when usually when somebody says Volume 1, we got about like 4 or 5 coming next.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The next one I'm working on, I've been feeling... someone led to do, it's gonna be something called Something They Can Feel. So that's mm-hmm. That's gonna be the next album. But right after Something They Can Feel, it's gonna be CB at the Movement Volume 2. So
okay,
my man's
I'm
working
definitely
hard.
Excited to see what God is gonna do, man. It's grind time for us believers, man. I'm ready to get it.
Yeah, I can dig it, man. So yeah. What are you saying?
We wanted to thank y'all for being a part of the show, man. What we're gonna do is we're gonna stay in contact with you, man, and we pray for you guys' ministry that God would continually excel, expand you guys, and that lives would continually be touched and transformed by what y'all do.
Hold
you
on,
dig?
Hold on, real quick, before we let you guys go, is there anything that you want any of the listeners to hear? If you want something, any message, anything you want to tell them? This is your chance to go ahead and give them the gospel.
Well, I just want to piggyback off you, Frog. You were saying something that really touched me. You said staying in the Word is the only really way for us as believers to stay sustained, you know, when I walk. And I just really want to just come from my heart, you know what I'm saying? I was going through a real serious time in my life, and all I really had was the Word. Mm-hmm. Like, if I didn't grab hold of that Word and not let it go, I would have lost it. I would have lost my mind. I would have lost everything.
Right.
So the Word is alive and it's active. And the only way that we can change and the only way that we can be transformed is by the renewing of our mind. And the Come only on. Way our mind gets renewed is by studying that Word. And something that the Lord told me, I was praying in the prayer room. He said, don't be fast to learn, but be fast to apply what you already have learned.
Ooh.
So when he really dealt with me on that, it's like, son, stop trying to learn every, you know what I'm saying? You know, you'll read and then you'll want to know more. Won't you just apply the things that I've already revealed to you? And once you really master that and once that works for your life, then you can go to the next thing.
Yeah.
And it's really been transforming my life since I really have took that. And every word that I get, I grab hold on to, and I'm just learning how to be more disciplined and being a good steward of God's word. And it has transformed my life. Like it is like I've never, you know what I'm saying, been before. I'm so free from everything that had me bound. And I know the only really reason why I'm free, where I'm at today, is by believing God and studying and really applying his word. So the only thing I would say to anyone listening is get in that word, you know what I'm saying? Grab a hold of it. Even if it's one scripture, and you read that one scripture every day, until that scripture becomes real to you, don't move nowhere unless you're prompted by the Holy Spirit. But that would be the only thing I would leave, man. Let's get in the word, study God's word, and hold on and believe his word. And you will see the change in your life.
Amen. Amen. Well, you heard it straight from Hollywood Holly, y'all.
Kingdom World Records, y'all.
Let's go, man. This is Hollywood Holly and Rose D. You heard him here at the Yada Da King radio station / podcast. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to interview you guys. And you, I know you guys are busy. You guys are doing a lot of things, man. And we just want to thank you for being on the show.
Well, amen. Like I say, man, we really thank God for this opportunity, man. It's been a blessing for us. And we just, like I say, man, we love the relationship that God is building between us. So we just want to continue to see what God is going to do in the future, man. It's on
amen.
The prop.
Hey, man, I'll see you at Minnesota. In Sunshine
yeah,
Fest.
Man, it's going down Sunshine Fest. If y'all in Minnesota, y'all better be there July 16th to the 17th. It's going to be bananas, man. Make sure y'all can make it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Y'all be blessed, man. Y'all have a great day.
Let's get it.
All right, life. All right, man. Now, we just want to go in. I got a scripture before we end that I just wanted to read. That just talks about stress. I was actually reading the Bible last night, and what had happened was God basically spoke to me through the scripture after we had came up with the topic. I was like, wow, this is crazy. And it's Matthew 11:28. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, which means stress, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Mm.
And that was just powerful how God connected it. You know, even today we was in a church service where we actually ministered, and the guy was preaching about getting rid of stress and getting rid of people that are in your life that will cause you stress.
Man, because one of the things, if you're around a lot of people that are stressed all the time, mm-hmm. you tend to take on their characteristics.
That's right.
So the people that you're around the most is the people that you tend to be like.
That's right, man. So I just wanted to share that scripture with y'all. I pray that it will help you with stress. And I'm just going to pray for anybody that feels stressed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, dear God, that you would touch their hearts, oh God, that they would learn how to give their problems, the things they're dealing with to you, oh God, so that they can operate in peace, in maturity, oh God, that they can move smoothly, oh God. I come against any depression, any kind of thing that keeps them stressed in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for that peace that surpasses all understanding to be in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And one last thing I'm going to say before we get out of here, you dig, is this. Number one, the way for you to get rid of stress, you know, because some people say, how can I get rid of it? Just talk to God, man.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to God and say, God, I need your help.
The peace that surpasses all understanding.
Just say, man, God, I need you to do something right now. You know what I'm saying? And don't come at him all stressed, you know, because my God ain't going to get stressed. You know what I'm saying? But he would love to hear from you. And when you speak those things, a lot of times it will help your situation. You dig?
You dig it.
So if you're stressed out, talk to God, man.
Yeah.
My dude Frog, what's good?
This is Yadada King Radio.
And this is your boy Don Christian.
And this is Frog, like I said already.
That's right. Yeah. No, actually, I said
your name. Well, yeah, you said it. Okay. Anyway, man, just end the show. Just end the show, man.
Okay, man. Well, y'all be blessed, man. Keep it Christy.
Hey, coming up next, we got Humble Tip and Fidel coming up on the interview. So be on the lookout for those shows.
That's right. Yadada King Radio.
Let's go. Gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yadada King. Shabakta King. I yadada King. I yadada King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the King. Shabakta King. We out of the King. We out of the King.